We will preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we will sentence them to take the first step into 1,000 years of darkness. This quote from Ronald Reagan best summarizes why the United States is special. It is special because it truly is the last best hope of free men on earth. However, what else makes America so great? It is the way we wake up each morning without fear of persecution, war, or famine. It is the way we live unapologetically and without oppression. It is the way we wake up to the sounds of birds and buses rather than bullets and bombs. As President Harry S. Truman best described it, America was not built on fear. America was built on courage, on imagination, and an unbeatable determination to do the job at hand. America is great because of the sacrifices of those who came before us, and those who fight to honor those sacrifices, even as we speak. To truly understand how great something is, you must first understand what someone is willing to give up for it. One young man who made the ultimate sacrifice is Private Martin Treptow, a young soldier killed in France during World War I. After his death, his diary was found. In this journal, he expressed, "America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure, I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone." Private Treptow honorably gave his life for this country, and did so because he believed in this country. He believed in our Constitution, our way of life, our people, and our ideas of what freedom truly is. In the United States, you write your own story. You are not bound by class, how you grew up, or who your parents are. You are free to pursue any dream or vision you would like, and you have infinite opportunities to make those dreams come true. The whole idea of the American dream is based upon the fact that America is great and that anything is possible in the United States. It is our own unique ability to plan our own destinies, our own lives, and our own occupations. Our country is a country where our worth is not determined on parents' social status, but our own ability to do what is right and work toward what we believe we can achieve. As Martin Luther King Jr. and Rosa Parks proved to the world with peaceful demonstrations, Americans will always stand up against injustice and hate. In the days of the Civil Rights Movement, many Americans were pushing for change, which to other countries seemed impossible. Yet today, regardless of race, everyone has an equal opportunity to achieve greatness. America is great because of the determination of the people and the devotion of the people to freedom and justice. Even during the dark days of World War II, America served as a beacon of hope to thousands of Jewish refugees seeking to avoid the looming shadow of the Holocaust. Yet even as they came to our country for shelter, 500,000 Jewish men enlisted to fight for the very country that offered their brothers and sisters shelter from the Nazi war machine. America has always stood up for what is right, and its people are no different. We as Americans, and the sacrifices we make in order to preserve our freedoms, are what truly makes this nation great. After the December 7th bombing of Pearl Harbor in 1941, Americans pulled together to help locate the missing sailors and prepare for a war with Japan. After the September 11th attacks, millions of Americans worked hand in hand to protect our country, search for our countrymen, and help care for our neighbors. And lastly, Americans on a daily basis assist each other in car accidents, wildfires, tornadoes, and terrorist attacks, even though they risk harm to themselves. The spirit of America is what makes us great. We have an undying love for our countrymen and a burning passion to help those in need, even if it means risk of our own lives. Our do-or-die attitude is the reason we are able to maintain our freedoms today. In conclusion, what truly makes America great is our love for one another, our strength and resolve, and our ability to get the job done. However, it is not just our attitude and our freedoms that make us this way. It is the wonderful people who live here, and the amazing values portrayed by the Constitution. At the end of the day, what makes America great is you and me.